Well, we always start this part of our service off at this time, giving thanks to God and remembering that He tells us to enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. And there's no better way to do that than to demonstrate it with the baptism. This is Nicholas Frost, and he came here about a year ago with his parents from Brazil. And he was raised in a strong Christian family, but there comes a time where you have to make your faith your own. It can't be your family's. And as he has been here, God has been working on him for quite some time. And after the service last week, he came up to me and he said, how do you go about getting baptized? And I said, well, we just kind of talk about why you want to do that and what's going on in your life with your view of God and relationship with Christ and stuff. And so I asked him some questions and he gave me some answers. And I wasn't sure exactly what he was wanting to do, and we don't push anybody here because we want to make disciples. We're not looking for converts. We're looking for people who know what they're doing and they're going to serve God with their life. And so I told him, I said, you might want to go home and think about this for a little bit. And he paused for a few minutes. He goes, no. He says, I'm ready. He said, I do not want to live without making that commitment to Christ. And I said, well, I said, then let's pray. And so I put my arm around him like this, and he says, you remember this? He goes, you want me to pray? And I said, yeah. I said, there are no magic words. You just tell God what's in your heart. And so he put his arm around me. You remember that?
Yeah.
And he said, is this how I do it? And I said, you can do it any way you want to. And he goes, well, I'm doing it like this because that's how the pastor did. And so he prayed. And I was really taken back because it was one of the most beautiful, deep prayers I ever heard. He prayed and he just prayed. About recognizing that I wish I could remember the exact words, but he prayed about realizing that he just was living his own life apart from God. He knew that Christ had died to forgive him of his sins. He wanted to live in God's kingdom and be a part of his family. And I can't remember all that he said, but I remember when it was over, I just turned to you and I said, that was one of the most beautiful prayers I ever heard. Do you remember what you said? What you said to that?
No, really, sorry.
He goes, "It was from the heart." You remember now?
Yeah,
now I remember. And that struck me too because it really was. And to think that out of all the places it could go, and I asked him just a little bit ago, "Why did you guys come to Eastwood?" And he said, well, we were making a joke about Clint Eastwood. And we saw that Eastwood Church was pretty close to our house, so we said, we'll just go there. Well, we're glad you did. We're glad you did.
I'm too.
And so you have recognized and heard God's call for you to leave your own way and to join His family and to let Him, as your Heavenly Father, guide your life. And you've accepted Jesus Christ and His forgiveness as Lord and Savior of your life.
Yes, I did.
Well, in that case, I am going to, with excitement and joy, baptize you, my brother in Christ. I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, let's pray. Father, we know that brings excitement and joy to us, and we're clapping like the angels are rejoicing in heaven because there is no greater joy than to see you open up the heart and reveal yourself to an individual who has ears to hear and is listening, and to give him life, eternal life in Christ. And we just pray your hand will be upon him and you'll guide him through all the ups and downs of this world. and that your Holy Spirit will keep him close and guard his heart, that he may love and serve you all the days of his life and rejoice with his brothers and sisters in heaven forever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.